Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to Psalm 137. Well, I'll just wait and see him in person. Amen. I want to share something with you this morning that happens to each one of us every once in a while. And if we're not careful, he'll steal our song. And we have to guard against that. Psalm 137, of course, you know that's in Jeremiah's day, they were taken captive. But listen to what it says in verse 1 through 4. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they carried us away captive, required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And they say, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Let's bow our heads for just a moment as we pray. Father in heaven, God, we thank you this morning for this day, for these people that's come this way. God, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We need him. We need his presence. And God, I pray that you just touch each one of us here today. And God, that when we leave this place this week, we'll be changed. We'll be different. That we'll be able to go to our homes and with a new zeal for God, and just spread the word of joy. And Father, we now thank you for this church and for this opportunity. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Several months ago, it was in April, Brother Farrell Osborne had a camp meeting down in Folkestone, North Carolina, around Sneed's Ferry. Brother Billy, myself, Brother Roy Rigdon, and several others. Brother Bobby was there. Brother Wayne was there. And that Sunday night, as a matter of fact, Brother Roy preached Sunday morning. Brother Don preached that Sunday morning also. And I preached that Sunday night. But there was a preacher's wife there that came by, and Brother Roy and I got to talking to her. And she made this statement. She said, I've lost my song. You remember that, Billy? Brother Roy and I sat back there together most of the time, and we watched her. And preacher after preacher, it was uplifting. And she left the same way she came. She had lost her song. She never got it back. And I'm not talking about a regular church. I'm talking about a preacher's wife. And the devil has tried to steal my song. I'm talking about I went through some things back in December that I never thought I'd go through. Perfect health, I thought, and went for a checkup, and the doctor says, we've got to do open heart surgery. You've got four blockages over 90%. He said, you be careful. Don't you do nothing. I didn't feel a thing. I felt great. I said, well, what about my services? I need to preach. He said, you get somebody else. I went home and I preached that Wednesday night. I went and played golf that Friday, Bill. Played the best round I had played in years. Preached Sunday morning, Sunday night, and went that morning and had surgery. Brother Billy was there. And I didn't know, the way they tell me, they didn't know if I was going to pull out through that thing or not. 10 days later, on Christmas Day, I came home. And it was all I could do to walk up the steps. And it's been an upward bound. The devil tried to steal my song. But whenever I got saved, whenever I responded to the call of God, he reached down in the depths of sin and the mire and lifted me up and put my feet on the solid rock. He put a new song in my heart. He gave me a new perspective. He gave me a new outlook on life. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things became new. He took away that bitter attitude that I had. He replaced it with joy. He took away the fear and gave me peace, and my sins were washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ, and He put a song in my heart, a new one. Boy, I used to sing before I got saved, "Gloom, despair, and agony on me." But boy, now I sing, "He set me free, praise God, He set me free." I used to sing, "Don't let the sun go down on me." But now I sing, "Whoever the sun sets free is free indeed." Amen. He put a new song in my heart. It's a song of joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's a song of peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. God gave me this song. The world didn't give it to me. A church didn't give it to me, nor an individual give it to me, and the world can't take it away. And by the way, the devil can't stand this song. Boy, whenever we begin to sing about the glories of the Lord, it sets the devil's teeth on edge. And whenever Brother Frank's leading this singing and all the singing in this building, he hates that stuff. And he'll do everything he can to shut you up. But you need to set your feet on the rock and look at the devil eye to eye and say, "Devil, you can't have my song." Amen. I want to share something with you out of Psalm 40. If you want to turn, you can read these, but I may be through before you get there. He says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my foot upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." But I have a question. What about when you don't feel like singing? David said, "Many will see a change in me. They'll hear the song and see the victory that's in my life. And because of the song God gave me, many will trust God." That's what he's saying. That's why the devil wants to steal your song. He knows, listen to this. The devil knows if he can steal your song, he can steal your joy. And if he can steal your joy, he'll steal your strength. And if he can steal your strength, he'll steal your victory. That's why he brings situations against you that will tempt you to stop singing. Psalm 137, those verses 1 through 4, ask that question. But what about when we don't feel like singing? I want you to notice those verses again. He said, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hang our harps in the willows in the midst thereof. For there that they carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion." But how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Here's the situation. The enemy, I believe, had taunted the Jews. They were slaves in a foreign land. And the enemy says, "Now sing us one of your songs." And maybe you've been there. Your husband or your wife comes in and says, "I'm leaving you and the kids. I found someone else." You know what the devil will say to you? "Sing me one of your songs." The doctor will come after you've had an examination, and he'll say, "Well, it's cancer. And you don't have long to live." And he'll say, "Go ahead and sing. Sing me one of your songs." Your child dies, or your husband or your wife dies, and the devil will say, "Go ahead and sing now." You get a pink slip you lose your job. And he'll say, go ahead and sing. Your children, one of your daughter or your son runs away from home. They're living wicked lives and you didn't bring them up that way. And the devil dares you to sing. Some of you have been there. Brother Bill, you've been there. The devil tried to steal your song. I remember. Brother Bill, he tried to steal your song. Brother Wayne Warren, the devil tried to steal your song. And when I look at Brother Donnie Tippett and what he's been through, the devil tried to steal his song. But what do you do when you don't feel like singing? I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to do exactly what Job did. Job lost his health. He lost his wealth. He lost his children. His friends sat down there accusing him of sin. And Job, his wife said, why don't you go ahead and curse God and the devil and die? The devil tried everything he knew to get Job to lose his faith in God. You know what Job did? Man, he sang a song. In Job chapter 19, verse 26, it says, though after the skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I'll see God. Job 13, verse 15 says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job sang. Job's attitude was, I don't understand what's going on. I don't know how long this is going to last. But one thing I do know, that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And blessed be the name of the Lord. And the devil, you can't have my song. That's what Job said. You know what you need to do when you don't feel like singing? Bless God, sing anyway. If you don't, he'll defeat you. Psalm 137 asks the question, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? But you know, I found out what the answer is. In Psalm 138, verse 1 and 2, it tells us, it gives us the answer. Listen to what he says. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods. I will sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. You know what he's saying? He's saying, even if I'm in a strange land, I'm not going to stop singing. And boy, we've been on some strange ground. And he almost got some of your songs, but you didn't stop singing. I'll stand before the idols, he says, and I'll sing God's song. He says, I may not get to Jerusalem and to the temple, but I'll turn myself, just like Daniel did. And I'll look in the direction of the temple and I'll sing anyhow. Amen. And by the way, that's what we need to hear today. There's so many people today that have lost their song. They're Christians. They're saved. But the devil has defeated them. They don't have any joy in their life. Listen, this world is not our home. We're strangers and we're pilgrims just passing through this land. We live in a land that worships man and his creations. And many of people have turned to that, and that's what they worship. We live in a time where sin abounds and iniquity increases. But that does not mean that we have to stop singing the Lord's song. We need to stand on the rock and lift up our heads toward the heavenly Jerusalem that we're going to be one day and sing before the gods of this world. The devil wants to steal your song. Listen, with the scoffers looking on, we need to keep on singing. I mean, I'm telling you, people look at us and they downgrade us and they ridicule us, but we need to keep singing. With the laws being passed to silence us, we need to keep on singing. With the forces of hell that's unleashed against us, we need to keep on singing. You remember when Paul and Silas were in prison? Boy, their backs were a mass of open wounds from the scourging. Their hands and their feet were in stocks. Now, I believe that we can understand why they started praying. Man, they went through it. But after they had prayed, And someone said, it's always at midnight when strange things begin to happen. You know what they did? They began to sing. Somebody said, well, I wonder what you thought they sung. I said, I don't know, but it could have been, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. They could have been singing that. He said, they prepares the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And you anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. And I like that last verse where it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for it. Someone says, well, what is goodness and mercy? I said, it's those two angels. Goodness and mercy was right there with them. And we need to have the same type of attitude of Paul and Silas. Boy, they were in severe pain and no doubt some inner turmoil, but the devil did not steal their song. They refused to lose their song. You know what their attitude was? Same one we need to have, that you can take my freedom, you can take my health, you can take my wealth, but devil, you can't have my song. Amen. And we need to leave this place this week with our song restored in our heart. I'm going to tell you, you may have to sing through tear-stained eyes. You may have to sing through pain and suffering. You may have to sing through some dark cloud that besets you. But you know what you got to do? You got to keep on singing. Well, that's what I did. Laying there, couldn't even get up, couldn't even walk. I remember Andrew and Wesley was at the hospital. Brother Billy came and they wanted me to walk the aisles. My gosh, I couldn't even walk from here to that wall by myself. And I remember them two boys picking me up, one on one side and one on the other. And they just toted me around there. All my feet done was drug all the way around that place. But the devil didn't get my song. I wouldn't let him. We got to keep on praising him. We got to keep on worshiping him. Even when you don't feel like singing, bless God, sing anyway. Amen. I'll tell you one thing, just like Paul and Silas, whenever you'll find the earth shaking and the prison doors of fear and the doubt swinging open to liberate you in the Spirit of God, whenever you begin to sing your song, I'm not going to let him have my song. Amen. You see, the Apostle Paul knew that if you won't stop singing, victory awaits around the corner. That's why he said this in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Listen to it. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. But a lot of people don't really know what that verse says. It says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. To yourself. You see, the choir can't sing your song. Nobody else. Brother Frank can't sing your song. Brother Frank has to sing his own song. And Brother Bill, you've got to sing your own song. We have got to sing our own song. Nobody can sing it for you. Of all the examples in this Bible that we could point to for encouragement not to stop singing our song, the supreme example is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, he never stopped singing. In the garden, in the shadow of the cross, he sings, not my will, but thine be done. And they take him and arrest him and they pluck his beard. They place a crown of thorns upon his head. They beat him and they scourge him. And the Bible tells us that you couldn't even tell if he was a man or not. And they nail him to a cross and leave him there to die. Boy, the devil thought he had silenced that song. But from the cross, he sings seven times. He says, Father, forgive them, For they know not what they do. And we know how our Lord and Savior died on that cross. He's buried and the tomb is sealed. And the devil thinks, boy, he has silenced his song. But the first day goes by, everything's quiet. The second day, everything's quiet. But boy, on that third day, I'd have loved to have heard that and loved to have been there. And everything begins to shake and tremble. And on that third day, that tomb burst open with Jesus robed in splendor. And he's singing, ain't no grave going to hold this body down. Amen. He said, devil, you can't have my song. And I'm going to give this song to my children. And I'm so glad he did. Aren't you? He said, you can't have their song either. It's theirs. It's not yours. And it's going to be theirs forever. And because Jesus never stopped singing, he gave us a new song. And we'll never have to stop singing it. Boy, I'm so glad of that. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know, one of these days, we're going to join that heavenly host and sing a song. And it'll be a song that the angels can't sing. Someone says, well, what's that song going to be? I don't know. It could be, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, we are wretched, you know. And I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. I don't know what we're going to sing, but it's going to be beautiful. Listen, they can take the Ten Commandments from our schools and our church house walls. They can take prayer out of the schools, and one of these days we don't know what's going to happen. They can come in a church like this and with armed guards, and they can tell us that we can't preach anymore. Who knows what's happening? They can take this Bible that I have and the Bible that you have, and they can tear it all apart. But I know one thing, they'll never take Jesus out of my heart. Amen. I'm going to keep my song. I'm going to keep singing my song. And I tell you something. I don't know if that lady's got her song back or not. But this week, don't you leave without a song. Brother Robert Fraley, the devil has tried to get you and your family song. Don't you leave this week without a song in your heart. It's so important to keep singing your song. Let's just keep singing. Let's bow our head as we pray. Now, Father, I thank you for the short time that we've had that we can share this thought with these people. God, it's so important that we keep our song. Lord, it's a song that the devil can't stand, and he tries to silence us. But Lord, I'm glad you gave it to us. Lord, I'm glad that I can remember to keep singing my song regardless of what the devil does. Lord, I pray for these people this week that you'll just burden their hearts to keep singing that song, even though what's happening in their lives. God, that you'll strengthen them when we leave this place. Let us leave different than we came. Let us leave challenged with a new song in our heart. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Billy.